The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We hallow your name this morning. We thank you for this blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. Father, this morning we are grateful unto you. We are alive because of you. We are alive because of you. We are alive because of you. Li papa rakata kabali kere baba sikite ke barakata kabaya. We praise your name. We bless you, O Lord. We are alive, O God, to say, hallowed be thy name. We are alive to say, hallowed be thy name. We are alive to say, hallowed be thy name. The dead cannot worship you. The dead can never celebrate you. The dead can never say of how great you are, how mighty you are. Only the living can do that. Only the living can do that. Blessed, 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 blessed. Ile papa rokoto kabaya. Ipale karabazata kabaya. Kurababaita kurabazata kaba. Ibeleke teke baroko toka prete e bastuki baratu kasa. Ibebe iteke baroko toka ba itale beshe. Rababa itele boka rabastuki bosoko toka baya. Ibaba sheke teke baroka taka bastu ka bastu. Ibaba roko toka ba itele beshe teke. Malika rabazata kaba ya kaba rababa ita. Ibroko toka ba rababa ita. We bless your holy name this morning.
We bless your holy name,
O God. We exalt you and uplift you, O God. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King.
We
say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy,
O God.
You are worthy of all our praises. You are worthy to be exalted by your children. You are worthy to be honored and adored. You are worthy to be celebrated. We thank you, our Father, for all that you have done for us, for watching over our lives through the night.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
For everything you have done.
Yes, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
We say, take your glory. Take your glory. For there is no God like the way you do. No
yes,
one
Lord,
will
yes,
share
Lord,
it with
yes,
you.
Lord, yes, Lord. Yes,
no
Lord.
No one
yes,
will
Lord.
Share it with you.
Libara,
no
Boshabara,
one. No
Boshabara.
One. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who was and who is and who is to come.
Li papa loko to kaba rababa itele bushaka. Li prokoto reba seke teke bare.
Li kerebo shanda ilaba go.
Li papa loko to kaba leke teke baroko to kaba ya. Li prekebo teke baroko to kaba ya.
Li papa loko to kaba ya. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather under your feet and to learn from you and to call
thank
on
you,
your
Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Lord.
Father,
thank
we
Lord.
Thank you for this
thank
time.
You, Lord.
That you have
Lord,
already
you,
gone ahead.
You,
your spirit
you,
is
Lord,
in charge
you, Lord,
to take
you,
control,
Lord,
to drop
you,
far,
you,
to
Lord,
guide the word
thank
of
you, Lord,
exaltation,
thank you, Lord,
and to lead
you, Lord,
the prayers
you, Lord,
by downloading
you, Lord,
the appropriate
thank you, Lord,
prayer
you, Lord,
points.
Thank you, Lord,
Father, for everyone of
thank you, Lord,
us
thank you, Lord,
online
thank you, Lord,
that will
thank
pray, call on
thank
your name,
thank you, Lord,
and things
thank you, Lord,
will happen.
Thank you, Lord, thank
we give you all the glory and all the praise.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you, O Lord. Ile papa papa, the cross before me, the world behind me. We have decided to follow Jesus. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our King. Jesus is our everything. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
You are the very life that we need. You are everything. You are our food. You are our water. You are our life. You are our security. You are our protection. You are our deliverance. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a loving Savior we
are. You are our way.
Lord Jesus,
you are our truth.
You are our way.
You are our life.
You are our truth and you are our life. You are our resurrection.
You are our resurrection. Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be your name.
God we serve. Glory, we thank glory, you, Lord glory, Jesus. Glory. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come before
glory
you, O God.
You, Lord.
Through our Lord Jesus, we come before you by the blood. We come before you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Forgive us our sins, O Lord. Cleanse us and wash us in the blood. Purge us, O God, we pray. We have come before you today, O God, to receive strength. We have come before you, O God, to receive, O God, power. We have come before you to receive energy. We have come before you to receive wisdom. We have come before you, Holy Spirit. We have come before you today, O Lord. We have come before you, our Father in heaven. We are before you, O God, to receive, O God, strength. We are before you to receive energy. We are before you to receive wisdom. We are before you to receive all the resources that we need, O God, to live a victorious and a prosperous and a peaceful and fulfilling life, O God, today.
Yes, Lord, we are here. Receive blessing, protection, deliverance, everything. Yes, Lord, we are before you for our breakthroughs to happen, for expectations to be manifested.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Yes,
have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O
Lord.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Have mercy on
us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Deliver us from every evil. Father, we thank you.
Father, we are grateful unto you. We thank you for the gift of life that you've given us to live in a new day. We are grateful, O God. We don't take this for granted at all. This gift of life comes from above. It is not from us. And so this morning we celebrate you. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We thank you so much, O God, for your care, protection and provision and supply and support, O Lord. It's another day. It's another day. It's another day, O Lord. It's another day. It's another day. And it is your day. Have your way, O God, in our lives. I commit everyone online into your hands, O Lord. We bring ourselves, O God, before you. We submit under the leadership and the authority and power of the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. We enter your presence by the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We declare the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are qualified in the blood. We are justified in the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We enter by the blood. Oh, yes, Lord, have your way. And let the blood of Jesus, O God, have, O God, is in our lives. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you this morning. Be exalted and be uplifted. Lead us, Holy Spirit. For we don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray. But Holy Spirit, you know the mind of God. And so lead us to enter into the mind of God. We bless you and honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide and his team as our technician. This morning, once again, you are most welcome. Our team this morning is deploying the key of David for my new era or my new realm. My new era, my new realm. It simply means my new season, or you can put in my new day. Yes, we are still deploying the key of David. The key of David. The key of David. Yes, as we have seen in Isaiah chapter 22, verse number 22. Today, I want to read from the Amplified Version of the Bible. I want to read from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And the key of the house of David, I will lay upon his shoulder. He shall open and no one shall shut. He shall shut and no one shall open. 23, and I will fasten him like a peg or nail in a firm place, and he will become a throne of honor and glory to his father's house. Verse 23, you use it to pray when you want to remain in your position. Yes, God, fasten me in this position like a peg. Plant me in this position. Verse 23, use it to pray if you want to maintain your position. Verse 24, and they will hang on him the honor and the whole weight of responsibility for his father's house, the offspring and issue of the family, high and low, every small vessel from the cups even to all the flasks and big bulging bottles. Now, again, when you go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, Jesus, when speaking to John in the Patmos Island, Jesus said the same thing in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, to the church in Philadelphia, and to the angel, messenger of the assembly church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of the Holy One, the true one, he who has the key of David, who opens and no one shall shut, who shuts and no one shall open. Amen. In Isaiah 43, verse number 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verse number 18 and 19. Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. 19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. This is a new era. We are declaring a new day. We are declaring a new era. The word of God is our key. The word of God is our key to success. It's our key to survival. It's our key to everything. The word of God is our key into and out of. Into and out of. The word of God is our key. Somebody should write it for me. The word of God is our key into and out of. The word of God is our key into and out of. The word of God is our key into and out of. You know, If we really know what the Bible is, or the written word is to us, I am telling you that we will occupy ourselves. We will occupy our minds, our mouths, our entire being with it. The devil fears nothing. Nothing moves the devil. Your tears don't move him. Oh, your tears, your complaints, your heart. What do you call it? It does not move him. You know, the devil doesn't have feelings. Oh, somebody should write it for me. The person who writes it is God. The devil does not have feelings. The devil hasn't got emotions. Please get this today. The devil hasn't got emotions. Satan has no emotions. Satan has no feelings. Somebody should write this. Oh, Satan has no emotions. Satan has no feelings. Satan is dead. Now, when we say something is dead, I want you to understand this. When we say dead, sometimes when we pray, say, let this thing die. It means that, I don't know how else to say it. It means the thing has lost its life. Losing its life. Yes, losing its life. Satan is a dead angel. Satan is a dead angel. By dead, that dead I am using, there are three kinds of death. Human beings, physical death, yes. You are alive but no God in you, you are dead. And then when your soul checks out of this body, yes, soul transition, soul transition out of the body is dead, is death. And then finally, eternal death, when everything is cut off. Now, Satan is eternally dead. Even though he is still alive, demons are real. Evil spirits and powers are real. Principalities and powers are real. But listen to me. They don't have feelings. Satan is dead to emotion. Satan is dead to feelings. Look, I was reading yesterday, when you read 2 Kings chapter 17, the Lord opened my eyes to a lot of things. 2 Kings 17, in fact, verse 24, 25, 26. That is the first place where we saw syncretism. When we say syncretism, syncretism means that mixing other religions. Mixing religions. Yes. People say, these people are worshiping God. There are different ways of worshiping God or going to God, heaven. We call it syncretism. Yes, we have other religions. Islam, Baha'i, so they also think they are worshiping God. We call it syncretism. Syncretism. And there was a particular thing I read, and Gladys and everyone online, the thing moved me so much yesterday that I was really moved. I think in 2 Kings 17, verse 41. That was when I got this thing in the Ave, among the Aves. Among the Aves, there is a saying that, see, 2 Kings 17, 41. Even while these people were worshipping the Lord, they were serving their idols. Even though they were worshipping the Lord, they were what? Serving the idols. They were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their father. In fact, one of the verses say, they worship the Lord, but they also serve their own gods. Verse 33. In accordance with the customs of the nations from which they had been brought. There is a verse that says that they sacrifice their sons and daughters to their God. Okay, verse number 30. The men from Babylon made Sakoth Benoth. These are their gods. The men from Kutan made Negal. These are statues. And the men from Hamath made Ashima. The Avites made Nibhaz and Tatak. And the Sephavites, these are the tribes or the nations, burned their children in fire as sacrifices to Adramalek and Anamalek, the gods of Sephavim. They burned their children. That's verse 31. They burned their children in the fire as sacrifices to Adramalek. Adramalek is a god, is an idol. Satan has no feelings. He has no emotions. Otherwise, how will he? You know, when children are being burned, he's laughing. When people are being slaughtered, he's laughing. He's laughing, turning on his seat, turning on his chair. Laughter. Because that is when he's glorified. The Bible says that they worship the Lord, but they serve their idols. That's why the evil people say, Mauvide, Ebovide. Mauvide, Ebovide. I don't know how to say it in Chi. Let me try. Nyami Kakra. How do you call idol? Ebosomusus Kakra. That's the meaning. Nyami Kakra. Ebosomusus Kakra. Bosom Kakra. Edro Kakra. Nyami Kakra. Edro Kakra. Mauvide, Ebovide. Do you know that we still have it in the church? Do you know that we have Christians, even Pentecostals, who belongs to occult groups? Yes. Oh, they belong to occult groups. They belong to secret societies. They worship the Lord, but they serve idols. It's zero worship. That is fanful respect that you are giving to God. You are not worshiping God. Mauvire, Ebovire, Nyami Kakra, Edronsu Kakra. Who told you? It is not a worship of God. No. Satan has no feelings. Somebody will have to write this down. Satan has no feelings. The devil has no feelings. Satan and the devil, they are the same people. Yes, he's the same person. Satan has no feeling. Satan has no feeling. He has no emotions. Only our God has feelings and emotions. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14, the reason why Jesus came, the reason why God put on human flesh. Please, anytime you read, anytime you mention Jesus, Jesus is God in man. God in the form of man. That is Jesus. Jesus is God in the form of man. God in the form of man. God took on humanity. So Jesus is not a small thing, no. Jesus, that name and that person, it's not a small thing, no. Jesus is God in the form of man. When God put on man to feel what man feels, to think what man thinks, that's why you can see in Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers and sisters. I'm adding sister in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Verse 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who were or are being tempted. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Jesus has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Jesus is God in human flesh, who came to experience and face what we face as human beings. So that when we call on him, when we cry to him, he knows it because he felt it. And in fact, Jesus felt it a million times than we feel. Like what hell is. Look, in hell, your sensitivity is a billion times higher. You feel pain higher than what you feel physically. That is why no soul should go to hell. Because hell was made for the devil or Satan and his fallen angel, demons and principalities. Hell was made for them. But you know, Satan is doing everything never to inhabit hell alone, but to go to hell with other people. To go to hell with other people. Yes. To go to hell with other souls so that he alone will not be there. I was reading a book and then I listened to a Facebook message about this man of God that was taken to hell. Heaven, he had an accident and passed on. And everything that people were doing, crying and praying, he was seeing, he was hearing. But then an angel came and transported him. I mean, to heaven. He just saw himself traveling very far up, moving, and saw his body lying down. And then he got to a place, an angel welcomed him, said, let's go, and speed. They were in the city. I mean, the way he described heaven, I'm telling you, if you don't take care, you want to go to heaven right now. It's a real place with real people. Yes, he saw Abraham. But Abraham is not an old man, very young. Everybody there is young and fresh. So the feeling there is too good for man. It's too good. Trees are singing. Rivers are singing. Flowers are singing. Yes, everything there is life. But then a curtain opened. Before the curtain opened, the Lord said, in fact, in heaven, the angel, when they got there, the gate opened, then the Lord welcomed him. Just mention his name. Let's go. After touring heaven, some portions of heaven, the curtain opened. Say, now we are going to hell. The first thing he said is that hell is not for human beings. But human beings are there. He saw some of his friends. His friends, pastors, some of the neighbors that walk about. He saw his grandmother. He saw his mother. He saw two of his sisters. He saw them. He said he was collapsing. Then the Lord would touch him. And then some energy would enter into him. Oh, when they saw the Lord, everybody is stretching their hand. Help me, Lord. You see, the fire, the whatever. And he said, Jesus showed him the way the devil welcomes people to hell. You see, the same, I mean, the devil showed him how this man, Jamaican singer, Michael Jackson. Is it Michael Jackson? The singer, the one who, the reggae, this thing. I think, is it, no, Michael Jackson, Jamaican. Is he American? No, not Bob Marley, Michael Jackson. You mentioned Michael Jackson. How Michael Jackson was welcomed to hell. You know, everything that Michael Jackson was doing, it was a demon. There was a demon there acting like that. I mean, dancing and holding the mic and then singing like so. When Michael Jackson got there, the demon started laughing. See, I was the one working in you and through you. Now, welcome. And Michael didn't want to go. See, the way the demon held him, like broke his neck, shouting, push him into the fire. In fact, so you see, this LGBT, whatever they call themselves and all that, they don't know. I'm sorry, they don't know. They don't know the spirit. They don't know what is leading them. They don't know what is it. Oh, they really don't know. Let's pray for our families. Let's pray. Let's pray for people. I'm telling you, hell is real. And all is because Satan has no feelings. The devil has no feeling. In fact, when you see somebody who has no feelings, demons are using the person. People don't have feelings. I'm telling you, they can step on you and they are laughing. It's a demon. It's the devil. They are punishing you and they are laughing. It's the devil. It's a demon. They don't give you food. They are laughing. He's a demon. Anything, they are lifting their hand. They are removing the knife. I worked with somebody for many years. Only once the person said sorry. That was when somebody brought her to come and say sorry. 8 to 9 years, the person never say sorry. The person will never say sorry. And I was being told about one lady that lived with the person. The lady cries every day because the lady came from a different country. And I said, the person should host her until she gets her own room. He said, the few 3 months that she cries every day, neighbors will hear her crying. They will ask, what is wrong? She said, I want to leave this place. Meanwhile, I was working with that person. And sometimes when the person acts, I look at her. I say, please, let's examine ourselves and know the spirit that we carry, because we are containers. We are containers, including me. We are all containers. We are channels. But we must be channels to the Holy Spirit. We must be channels of the Word of God. We must be channels of Jesus Christ. We should not be channels to any other spirit. Because after you allow yourself to be used, it will turn against you. That which the spirit that you permitted in your life turns against you and eats you up. That's how the devil is. After you allow him to use you, he turns against you and divorce you. Yes, he will turn against you and divorce you. One of the things that the devil also does, after he has used you, the moment the law catches up with you, he checks out. He will stay inside it with you. Like God said, even though you pass through the fire, even though you pass through the waters and the rivers, I am with you. The devil never be with you. Never. He never. He is never with you. The moment there is trouble, he checks out. He checks out. He checks out. Three Fulani guys went for juju to vanish. Yes, to vanish. Three of them. In fact, two went for the juju. But the third one didn't accompany them. But they didn't tell the third one that they have gone for juju. Yes, to disappear. And then they got to a place that was trouble. Before the other one realized, one had disappeared. And then the second one, who also went for the this thing, he just forgot, I mean, by some strange reasons, he couldn't disappear with the other one. And then they called the two of them. But he also went for the this thing. Look, Satan is bad. The word of God is our key. Jesus Christ is our key. The key of David is our key. Yesterday, the Lord was teaching me something. Do you know that the word of God is a code? It's a code. You can quote a word and place a word on something. I said the word of God over this day. Quote a scripture. I said the word over my marriage. I said the word over my husband. I said the word over my wife. I said the word over my children. Yes. Quote a scripture. Set a word. Why do you think that every Christian, look, every Christian gathering, two things must differentiate that gathering from any. If these two things don't happen, it's not a Christian gathering. It will look like it's a social gathering. A Christian gathering, there must be a word. Even a scripture must be read. And the Bible says, or it is written, you read. So I read this scripture over this meeting. Then prayer. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Not prayer in any other name. Prayer in the name, mighty name of Jesus. As you do this, look, we are learning. Oh, I'm also recording myself because from here, I'm going to play all these things. They are going to be turned into a book for people to read. I'm telling you, we are learning. We are learning. We are learning. I want to find a way to see how we can change this time, this program. I don't know how I can do the census to know which time is best because people are driving to work. Some people are already in their offices right now. Military people, they may be taking their parade. Yes, they may be doing their parade before they scatter to their units. They may be, so I don't know. But you see, like I said, no time is good. No time is good. But if we find a time, we can change the program. Because the Lord is imparting us. The Lord is teaching us. And you know, this word that you are hearing, they are not just words. They are setting you up. They are repackaging you. They are repairing you. They are renewing you. They are transforming you. They are changing you into a different image. I'm telling you, this word, that is how it is in the realms of the spirit. But our God has feelings. Our God has emotions. Look. If you know the word, I was telling the lady pastor the other day, when we were going somewhere and we saw somebody who was sick, but the person wasn't going our way. The person came around to do a work for us, but the person fell sick. So we told the person to go back, just to go and treat the self, not knowing that even though the person was giving money to take care and go, the person was walking. And where we met the person from our home, my goodness. Like from our home in New Achimota, we met the person at New Plan. This is a person with severe malaria, has walked and was walking. We're seeing him going. Say, look at your man. Look at him. We had to go and park. You say, so does it mean that the money that was given to him for car was not enough? We parked. I think that was Saturday when we were going to the field. We parked. And then I gave additional money to my daughter. Because we were not going his way. He wasn't. He should pick her. So we said, please stop walking. Pick her. So somebody was in the car and said, oh, but we gave him. I said, well, he is walking. That should tell you his condition. That money, he wants to keep it for something for himself. Maybe he has no food at home. So you see the suffering. So at least this one that we have given in addition, he should take her. And I was telling the person, that's what you call compassion. We had compassion on him. Christians, we should have what? Compassion. We shouldn't pity, but we should have what? Compassion. Compassion. God has what? Compassion on us. But don't let anyone take advantage of you. Christians, in doing good, please be conscious not to be taken advantage of. I sent a video, a short clip yesterday that I've been spreading, Joshua Talena. Yes. He was talking about how people take advantage of Christians. Yes. They are always asking you. The day you don't give them, they say you are not a good person. And then they'll be blaming the church, how to hold the church in bondage. This church doesn't help people. This church, they don't help. This church, so because of that guilt, he said, look, stop doing that. We have opportunists. No one should take advantage of you. Please, don't let anyone take advantage of you. Be compassionate, be kind. But in your compassion and kindness, don't let anyone take advantage of you. Beggars on the street, that is their trade. The day you feel touched, you give them. The day, because they do that every day, and you are not the only one traveling on that street. Yes, you are not the only one. Yes, you have the will to do or not to do. And God will not hold you accountable. Yes. God will never hold you accountable unless God actually commanded you or commands you and direct a person to you and you disobey. That is when God will hold you accountable. We want to pray. The word of God is a key. The key of David is the key that shuts and no one can open. It opens and no one can do what? Shut. We are in very, very, very dangerous days. But you know, you see, let me say this. When I hear Christians complaining and saying that the days are dangerous, God, Jesus should come quickly. Jesus should do this. Economy is because let me tell you something. Look, the provision has been made already for these days. I'm telling you, God knows that these days will come, so He has already made provision in His word. We are to pray His word. We are to declare His word to situation. We are to meditate. We are to live by His word, not by any other means. I am telling you, the provision has already been made, but there are 4 D's that the devil is using. Yes, distraction, discouragement, disillusionment, defilement. Yes, to infiltrate. The devil will distract you to infiltrate. He will take your mind off and enter. That's the meaning. The devil has captured our minds. He has occupied us before. Daily problems. Daily challenges. Look, the weapons the devil is using against us, they are not intercontinental ballistic missiles. They are not. They are not bazooka. No. They are not bazooka. They are simple, 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 simple things. Simple, 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 simple things. Simple, simple, simple things. Somebody who has left the church, I met the person somewhere, the person was crying. And then I said, what? Say, Pastor, forgive me. I said, what? He said, please, Pastor, preach a message that those who are in the church, they should stop calling people who have left the church to tell them bad things about the church, bad things about you. Pastor, look at what has happened to me. It's because I've been listening to people within, and I should have come to you to ask you, or even go to Facebook. When you are preaching, somebody will text me, they are preaching about you. Pastor is mentioning you. Instead of going to Facebook, I was listening to them. Then I get angry with my family. My two will be talking against you. Will be doing this. Pastor, look at what has happened to me. I have lost this. I have lost this again. Pastor, for the past 3 years, I am burying people. And Pastor, I know one day God asked me that I should come to you. I should come and stand in front of the church and apologize, but I am feeling shy and I am terribly afraid. I am terribly afraid. This was the way. I am terribly afraid. But Pastor, 3 years now, I am burying within me. I say, foolish woman. Foolish woman, stupid. Look at you. I was just watching her. So please, are you seeing the trick of the devil? He has opened this person up. You open yourself up by heart, listening to wrong thing. Faith. Look, one scripture that is blessing me is Psalm 8 verse 4. Psalm 8, who is man that you are mindful of him? Who is the son of man that you care for him? Ah, who is man? You see, man, why are you bothered? Why should your husband's attitude weigh you down? Why should somebody call a human being? My goodness. If the rapture should occur today, you'll be sleeping on the same bed with your husband. The Bible said that one will be taken, one will be left. It doesn't mean that two cannot go. But it is telling you that when it comes to the things of God, there is no friendship. When it comes to the things of God, there is no relationship. When it comes to the things of God, it's individualistic. It's you and God alone. As a matter of fact, the day that the trumpet will sound and the rapture, you will not see anybody also going with you. Even though people will be shielded by cloud, all you realize that you have appeared before the Lord. Yes, you have appeared before the Lord. All you realize that you have appeared before the Lord. You have appeared before the Lord. So, why don't you focus on that God before whom you appear one day? Before whom you will be accountable to? Who is man? Look, maybe that person is not made for heaven. Maybe the person has decided not to go to heaven. I'm telling you. So the devil is using the person to win souls. Look, the devil is using people to win souls to hell. Don't let anybody win you. Please, don't let anybody win you with any wrong message, wrong attitude, wrong behavior. Don't let anybody demote you. Your emotions. You feel so bad. You feel so and so because of the way that somebody spoke. Because of something that somebody does. And then you are holding, maybe the person has even forgotten. Hey, who is man? Psalm 8 verse 4. That you are mindful of him, or the son of man, that you so care about him. And because of that, we are losing. We are losing. We are losing. We are losing. May God help us. May God deliver us. Please, I beg you. I beg you. And you, the person who is also doing that, you are an agent of hell. 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 The person mentioned to me three people who do that. Three people do, and I know them very well. And I'm watching them. Three people, you need to repent. Oh. You need to repent. That's why these days, honestly, I don't feel so bad when things are happening to members. I'm telling you. I don't feel it. Because only God knows. I'm telling you. Only God knows. Only God knows. The way you live, your secret life rewards you openly. Your secret life rewards you openly. Look, when you meet somebody, the way the person acts towards you, the way the children act towards you, that tells you what they say about you when you are not around. When you meet somebody and the person is cold, the children are also cold towards you. It means they discuss you. It means they talk about you. And because they talk about, you see, when you meet somebody who is just cold towards you, as if the person is running away, as if the person is not free, look, something is going on in the person's life against you. I'm telling you, something is going on in the person's life against you. We want to pray. With the key of David, we are going to shut the gate of the enemies in our lives. We want to pray the key of the word first. From now, it is prayer until God will drop a word. Let's thank God for the word right now. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for this exhortation, O God. We thank you for your word, 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 O God. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata. Ibebe leketeke baroko to kabaya. Ile bebe iteke baroko to kaba ita lebeche. Le bebe iteke baroko to kaba ite. Le papa leketeke baroko to kabale. Le papa loko to kabale keteke baroko to. Le preketeke baroko to kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you know that today is the 200th year of 2023? 200th day. Today is the 200th day. Yes, 200th day. Day 200 of 2023. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You have brought me far.
You have brought me far.
To day 200.
Day 200.
To 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 day 200.
Of the year 2023.
Of the year 2023.
I thank you for bringing me far.
I thank you for bringing me far.
I thank you for bringing me this 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 far. I thank you for bringing me this far. I thank you for bringing me this far. I thank you for bringing me this far. I thank you for bringing me this far. I thank you for bringing me this far. And you are taking me further. And you are taking me further. And you are taking me further. No power can stop me. No devil can stop me. No demon can stop me. You are taking me further. 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 No power can stop me. 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 You are taking us further. 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 You are taking everyone online. You are taking everyone online. You are taking everyone online. You are taking us further. 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 No power can stop anyone online. No power can stop anyone online. No power can stop us. No power can stop our dream. No power can stop our vision. No power can stop our testimony. No power can truncate our life. 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 No power can truncate our lives. No power can truncate our lives. No power can truncate our lives. No power can truncate our dreams. No power. 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 No power can truncate our testimony. No power can truncate our testimony. No power can truncate our testimony. No power can truncate our prophetic words.
No power can truncate our prophetic words.
No power can truncate our prophetic words. No power can truncate our prophetic words.
Yes, the lives of our family members.
No power. No power. No power.
In the name of Jesus. No power can truncate our lives. No power can cut short our lives. No power can truncate our lives. Or our dreams. Or our expectations. Or our
joy.
Testimony.
No power,
no power can truncate
our joy.
Our joy.
Our joy.
The joy
our
of
joy.
Lives.
No
the
power
joy of
can use enemies.
Yes,
no power can use any
online.
Human being.
No power can use any means.
No power can use any situation to truncate our joy,
to truncate
our peace, to truncate our fulfillment, to truncate our joy, to truncate our peace, to truncate our fulfillment, to truncate, our fruitfulness. To truncate our productivity. No power, 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 no power,
no power, no power, no power. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, O Lord, by the power,
Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut the channel.
I shut the channel
of the devil
of
in my
the
life.
Devil in my
I
life.
Shut the channel.
I shut the
of
channel
the devil in
of
my
the
life.
Devil in my life.
I shut the channel.
I shut
of the devil in my
devil. Human channels, situational channels.
Shut the channels of the devil.
I shut the channels
of the devil in my life. Yes, with the key of David. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shut the channels of the devil. I shut the channels of the devil in my life. I shut human channels. I shut situational channels. I shut human channels. I shut situational channels. The people that the devil used against me, I shut them. I shut them. Any bad body, Any human being, that is a channel. That is a channel. That is a channel. In the hands of the devil. In my life. Against me. Against my marriage. Against my health. Against my dream. Against my destiny. Any human being, that is a channel of the devil. Against my testimony. Against my destiny. Against my position. Against my work. Against my career. Against my relationships. Against my dream. Against my destiny, with the gift of David, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I shut them. I shut them out. I shut them out of my life. I shut them out of my life. I shut them. I shut them. I shut them out. I shut them out. I shut them.
Shut all human channels. Shut all demon channels.
Ile papa lekete ke baloko te kabalekete. Ile papa lokoto kabarakata. Le papa lekete ke barokoto kabaya. Le papa lokoto kaba atalabasha. Le bebe kete ke barokoto kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know that somebody can just speak one word and your whole day you are annoyed? The whole day. Somebody was telling me something that the mother used to do to her when she was young. And this person has grown up to lose confidence. To lose confidence. Somebody called me online. Say, Pastor, God bless you. You don't know how you have changed my life. I never knew. Somebody from outside. From outside, who follows her? The person, I've seen the name. The person is there online right now. She said, Pastor, I thank God for two people. I thank God for my friend who linked me to this, to your podcast. And I thank God for your life. I never knew that I am free like this because of the things that my mother and my auntie used to tell me. So you see, those were certain channels. I don't want to say the mother is a devil, but they are channels. Channels which is through which a spirit is releasing negative voice. And those voices are smokes. They are living. In the spiritual realm, everything is living. Oh, everything is alive in spiritual realm. Everything is alive. We want to continue. Say the name of
name
Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I shut the devil's channel.
I shut the devil's channel.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my emotions.
In my emotions.
I shut the channels of the devil.
Devil's channel.
I shut the devil's channel.
The devil's
I shut the devil's channel.
Yes, Lord, with in the my key mind. Of David.
In my
I
mind.
Shut the
with the key of David.
Yes, Lord.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
With the key of
David.
With the key of David. Which is the word of God.
Which is the word of God.
Which is the word of God.
Which is the
word of God. In my mind.
In my mouth.
In my emotions.
In my emotions.
I shut.
I shut them out. Shut them out. Shut them out. Yes, Lord. I shut.
Channels of the devil.
Channels of the devil.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my will.
In my will.
In my emotions.
In my emotions.
In my emotions.
In my mouth.
In my mouth.
I shut.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I shut. I shut.
I shut all channels of manipulation.
Every channel of manipulation.
Yes,
Agike, God bless you, Agike. Yes, Agike, God bless you. Every channel of manipulation. I shut. With the key of David.
We shut.
I shut in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We'll go 10 minutes more. Let me tell you this, church. How not to pray and what should not be your expectation. Please, never ever think that we'll pray witches out of this world. That will pray the devil out of it. No. But we can paralyze him. In fact, when the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, I think verse 14 to 18, that scripture that he took on human form to destroy he who holds the power of death. That word destroy. If the devil has been destroyed, why is he still around? That word destroy is actually to paralyze. To frustrate, to neutralize him. He's still around. Yes. We can't pray witches away. We can't pray witches out of the church. Oh, they will still be there. But they are paralyzed. They are neutralized. So with the key of David.
With the key of David.
Any witch. That is very close to me.
Anyone that is close to me.
Who carries the spirit of witchcraft.
Anyone.
In my office.
Among my colleagues.
At my workplace.
In the church.
In my neighborhood.
Anyone carrying any evil spirit.
But very close to me.
And I am not aware.
God bless you both.
Amen.
Thank you, my own Agri Malin, one of my committed and loyal, I don't like to use the word daughters or sons. Oh my God, God bless you. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With the key of David.
I shut down.
Every activity of the devil.
In my marriage.
Against my husband.
Against my wife.
Against my children.
Every activity of the devil.
In my marriage.
In my business.
In my career.
In my walk with the Lord.
In my prayer life.
In my commitment.
In my office.
office,
in my office,
in my office,
at my workplace,
at my workplace,
every activity of the devil,
of the devil,
with the key of David,
the key of David,
I nailed to the cross.
Father, we shut them down. I neutralize them with the key of David. I shut them down in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Please, Christian, let me say this again. Be conscious of God, but don't lose sight of the devil. Daily, be conscious of God, but don't lose sight of the devil. Look, I was telling somebody yesterday, I watch people who, the way you are looking at me, I watch you. We have been taught psychology. When somebody is looking at you this way, when somebody is looking at you this way, what it means? What? Look, I apply that a lot. When you come around me and you are jittering, you are not free. It is as if something, it means something. Look, why am I saying this? After we say amen today, begin to go to office. Observe people. Mm-hmm. Begin to observe people. I'm telling you. Look. I don't want to say something. Begin to observe. Look, some people are going to resign because of you.
Amen.
Some people are going to leave their jobs because of you.
Amen.
Some people are going to ask for transfer because of this prayer.
Amen.
I am telling you. And you may also be transferred because of this.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you. I don't want to say this one, but let me say it. I pray that somebody may lose your job because of this prayer. Because the establishment is based on witchcraft. And they will not like it. So let's listen to me. But you know, God will give you a better one.
Amen.
But you know, if God wants to conquer the place, they can't take you out.
Mm-hmm.
They will repent. These are the two things.
Mm-hmm.
Watch people. Observe. I observe people a lot. The other day, some pastors came to my office. They didn't know that I was watching. Yes, two of them. They will look at each other. Then they will look at the way the office is. Then they bend down. They were talking. They didn't know that I was watching them. I was watching them. And those pastors, I've been seeing them in my dreams. I see them in my dreams. I have won one before. Look, let me tell you, please, if you can warn somebody, warn the person. Oh, if you are in the position to warn somebody that you, if you don't know and you allow the devil to use you, you are finished. If you can warn people, please warn them. Just once. Eh? Warn them just once. And then leave them. Yes. About 20 years, I warned that pastor. I say, you, what you people do again, if you don't know, since then, the name, he calls me. When he sees me, he's bowing. When he sees me, he's bowing. Only once. Warn somebody just once and leave the person. But don't just warn. After warning, go behind. Shut down. Lock up. Frustrate. Nail. And then leave them. Say the name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
Key of David,
I enter
into places.
With the key of David.
Key of David
I enter into my breakthrough. Into my open door.
Into my open door.
I put the key of David.
The key of
I wear the key of David.
I wear the key of David.
As a garment. As a garment. I put on the key of David.
As a garment.
As a garment.
I put on the key of David.
I put on the key of David.
I wear the key of David.
I wear the key of David.
As a garment. I enter that company. I enter that office.
I wear the key of David as a garment. And with the key of David as a garment, I enter open doors. I enter breakthroughs. I enter that relationship.
I enter that house.
I enter into my car. I enter into my car. I enter into that aircraft.
I enter into that aircraft.
I enter into that vehicle.
I enter into that ship.
I enter around me.
With the key of David.
As a garment on me. I enter.
I enter.
I enter. I enter. I enter. I enter. I enter. I enter that job. I enter that job.
Yes, Lord.
S.T. Liu. Yes, this prayer is for me. Yes, it is true.
Yes, Lord.
This is for all. I enter that job.
I enter that job.
I enter that job.
I enter that job.
My yes.
I enter that company. Yes,
I enter. I enter.
I enter that job.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
As a garment on me. I possess this position.
I possess this seat.
I possess this position.
I possess this seat.
I possess the seat.
I possess the seat.
I possess my position.
I possess my seat.
I possess my seat.
I possess my seat.
I possess my opportunity.
I possess my
possess.
I possess.
I possess.
I possess.
I possess. With the key of David.
I say, garment.
I sit on that seat.
I sit on that seat.
I sit on that seat.
On that seat.
I sit on that seat.
And no power can remove me.
I sit on that seat.
No power can do anything about
that seat.
No power.
I sit on that seat. With the key of David.
Yes,
as a garment on me.
As a garment
I meet
on
my
me.
Boss.
Kappa.
I meet my boss.
I
enter into that meeting.
I enter into that meeting.
Shabaraba shata kabaya. Oh, something has happened right now. It is working. It is working. It is working. My God, it is working. It is working. Father, we thank you for bringing us this far. With the key of David, we open this day. We possess this day. We enter this day. With the key of David, we possess every blessing of the day, no postponement. Every blessing of the day, no postponement. Every blessing of the day, no postponement. With the key of David, we enter into the gates of prosperity, into the gates of goodness and mercy, into the gates of advancement, into the gates of fruitfulness, into the gates of productivity. With the key of David, we enter and possess. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, beloved, you will see how you will see. You will see what will happen to you. You will see. Observe. You will see. You will see. It is working. You will see. Observe people. You will see. You will see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sunday, we are going to have impartation service. Yes, prophetic impartation. 60th birthday impartation. I am starting coming Sunday. Then there will be a break on 30th for the youth. Then the first Sunday in August, the Lord said I should organize 60th birthday impartation. The things that he has told me to release on the congregation, Sunday, I am going to start. I am going to start. So coming Sunday 23rd, 60th birthday, prophetic impartation is going to be an impartation service. I don't know how it is going to go, but I am still, God is still speaking to me. So, but he has told me the things I should declare. Yes, on the people, on the committee, on everyone who has been part. Yes. So get connected. Thank you once again to the committee and to everyone that has celebrated me. Mama Joyce, yes, Yaya Queen, you sent your blessing to me. Yes, Masayo. Everyone here has been a great blessing. And I'm challenging you to observe yourself and give a testimony to the glory of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And God willing, Friday we shall continue. This evening we are meeting to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.